Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Jonathan Feldstein is the president at Genesis 123 Foundation. A very good morning to you. We wanted to get an update and your thoughts on the US-Iran nuclear deal. That was after Israel warning of Iran's uranium, after the US indicating that a deal is most definitely not imminent. Where to from here?
Well, I, first of all, what a lovely introduction. And good morning from Israel. I'm disappointed we're not talking about smoked salmon.
I know, it's easier. It's easier, isn't it?
It's a crisis. It's a crisis of global proportions. But no, Iran is important as well. It's been a very busy week in the news. Of course, there was a leak that there was going to be no deal. And then the U.S. retorted with a leak from the State Department that there might be a deal. It's an interesting quote that I looked up and I wanted to read and discuss with you. The anonymous source in the State Department said, "We have been and are continuing to seek a mutual return to full implementation of the JCPOA because President Biden is convinced that this is the best way to deliver on his commitment not to allow Iran to possess a nuclear weapon." Mm-hmm. And that, in accordance with Secretary of State Blinken, suggesting that at the moment, Iran is either unwilling or unable. I just feel like we're playing with a, of course, I'm speaking from my American side,
Perspective.
A political football.
Sure.
It just goes back and forth. And I don't think, when we spoke last, I didn't think it. I don't think now that this is a done deal about deal or no deal. It distresses me that if the White House and the State Department continue to say that President Biden is convinced this is the best way to deliver on a commitment not to allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. So my concern is, until what point? When will people say, well, we can't trust them, they've broken the deal multiple times, they're enriching uranium till 90%. At what point is there a plan B? And is there a plan B? Or are we just going to wait and watch them continue to break the deal?
Did they ever really think that Iran was a partner in peace?
Well, you know, it's a great question. Sadly, I do believe people think that. I do believe
how is that
people
even possible?
Think that you can rationalize. That requires probably a much longer conversation and or a PhD dissertation.
Cognitive dissonance. I don't know. Because it takes a very real effort to ignore Iran's actions and Iran's words. You know, talking about decimating Tel Aviv, talking about the language that Iran has used, the actions in supporting global terror. How do we think, if both actions and words indicate something completely different, that they were ever going to be a partner in peace?
Because from a naive Western perspective, people believe that you can rationalize even with the most evil or deny that it's evil by definition. Every time things like this come up, of course, it's the U.S. leading, but it's also the Western powers in Europe. Russia has a role in this, which especially now I don't understand. But every time this comes up, I want public television, I want network television and cable television to air the movie Argo, to show what the Iranians did at the beginning of their revolution. And that was only vis-a-vis the American embassy and the hostages. But Iran can't be responsible for the safety and well-being and human rights of its own citizens, and I don't understand how we can sit and continue. Look, it's a very nice way to think. If we could only make a deal, maybe the Iranians will change. You know, I work with a lot of Christians and pray that God will change their heart, and I do. But I live on the ground. I'm not living in heaven as much as my head sometimes wanders. And living on the ground, I have to look and see, okay, great, we've tried. At what point do we need to come up with either a credible military action, and will the West, or is it going to be increased sanctions that squeeze them to beg for relief and change like Libya had changed before Gaddafi was killed. I don't begin to understand how one can continue to say the same thing. I don't know if it was Albert Einstein, but there's a great quote attributed to someone out there that the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing and expecting a different outcome.
Why is it that Israel has taken so long to move towards military action? I would have assumed, if I was a betting person, but I always get these things wrong. I've lost countless bottles of wine, betting all sorts of things. But why hasn't Israel acted yet?
Well, let me know, first of all, what your stock portfolio is like, and that's elsewhere. But why is it? So first of all, my first reason, sitting here not more than, I don't know, 50 or 100 miles from the Lebanese border, 100 miles probably, whenever something happens, we're going to get battered by hundreds of thousands of missiles potentially coming from Lebanon. And that's serious. Now, we have the ability to target and take some of them out, but it's not just going to be a number of F-35s flying over Iranian airspace and blowing up whatever they have. There's going to be a direct consequence here, and I accept that because we have to meet life-threatening challenges with the severity that is necessary. But Israel's somewhat divided. I think that any politician, I mean, especially, you know this, we're going into our fifth election in 3 years. So everything's political, whether it's the brash speaking about the threat from Iran, or the prime minister taking Holocaust survivors to Germany, not to commemorate the Holocaust, but to talk about draw a parallel between the Holocaust and the threat from Iran. So all of these are political, as well as if someone were to take action. And I do believe if and when we have the assessment that there's no alternative but to take action, and I'm in the middle of reading the book about Israel's actions 15 years ago this month, taking out the Syrian nuclear facility.
Yes, it's exactly that.
If it requires, before it goes nuclear, if that's not already too late, we'll have to act.
Yeah, it's. Do you think Israel's nervous? I mean, because of as time goes on, Iran's capabilities have got to increase. There's Hezbollah potentially in Syria. We know because Israel keeps bombing airports and runways. So there obviously is a concern about arms coming into that area.
Yeah.
What is Israel likely considering at this stage?
I don't know, but I know that there was a report recently that Israeli planes have penetrated more than once Iranian airspace in recent months, and what that means, if I remember that report, it came, if I remember correctly, from a Saudi news source. So when you connect the dots, that the Saudis might know this and are reporting this and are afraid of it as well, not maybe as afraid as we have a right to be. But it threatens the Sunni Arab Middle East, and it threatens the West. But we're going to be the first target. So if our planes are already doing it, and we're loading up, and there was an agreement recently to buy the most modern refueling aircraft from the U.S., and I read recently that that's being expedited. You know, I connect those dots, and I see that we're getting ready. What will that look like? When will it happen? What will be the consequence? How successful will we be if it comes to that? Look, I'd love to wave a wand and let the Iranian people take back their country from the Ayatollah and let them become the really tremendous, prosperous country that they can become, that they once were. But until then, we have to act to defend ourselves. And if an agreement's already not going to work, then we have to look at plan B or C. And in all of this conversation, I don't see anyone else talking about a credible military threat. And I don't see another plan.
Very, very concerning indeed. And we have to follow. Well, we will be, of course, following this story very closely. Your thoughts, please, on 34519 or 0618951019. That was Jonathan Feldstein, president at Genesis 123 Foundation, talking to us about the future of the U.S.-Iran nuclear deal after Israel's warning about uranium. How concerned are you?